started talking to you about consecration. I want you to know that. Listen, inasmuch as God has the rightful legal possession of us, you know, God has a legal possession of you because he bought you. Now, inasmuch as he has a legal possession of us, we also have the choice to make. Our choices determines how far God can work with us. Make sure you don't miss what I'm talking about. I said on Sunday, your consecration is a product of your revelation of Jesus. And I said your manifestation can be influenced by your consecration to God. Now, God bought you with a price. If we were inanimate objects, God would not need our decision to use us. If you were a chair, the moment God bought you, he would use you. If you were a pen, the moment God bought you, he would write. Which of you bought a chair and took permission from a chair? That chair, can I sit on you? But because we are organisms with life and essence, God has to commune with us. God has to interact with us. Before God will make a decision to work with us, we also have to make a decision to be used by him. This is why God is not using everybody at the same rate. Before God will use you, you must decide. It is by your decisions. In as much as he bought you with a price, your decisions will determine how far he will work with you. So God desires that we will consecrate ourselves. He desires that we shall be consecrated to him. To be consecrated is to present ourselves as living sacrifice for his use. To yield ourselves only to him for his usage. Some of you said here, within you is the potential to be the greatest missionary of God. Within you is that ability to become one who brings transformation to many lives. But you can only be that only when you have yielded yourself to God. Then now God can use you. God only works and uses that which is consecrated to him. What is not consecrated to God, he doesn't force himself to use. So God may desire that you consecrate yourself, but consecration is your desire, is your decision. Which means God will not force you to be consecrated to him in as much as he bought you with a price. So Apostle Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present yourself. God will not present you as a living sacrifice. You have to present yourself as a living sacrifice. So whichever way you want God to use you, or you want to be useful to God, it is your decision. That is why there are many who are born again, yet God has not been able to express himself through them. How many born agains are soul winners? Even in this place, how many of you have been determined to be Life Corner leaders? So God cannot force himself to do big things through you. It is how you yield to him that God begins to do big things with you. God doesn't just wake up to make you his battle axe. You yield yourself to become his battle axe. Which means that consecration is actualized by your desire. Your level of consecration is rooted to your desire. What is the intensity of your desire towards God? So your desire is very important when it comes to consecration. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5, he said, may the Lord direct our hearts into his love and the steadfastness of Christ. So the only thing God can do is to direct your heart into his love. See, God directs your heart into his love. It means that the focus of your heart is the focus of your consecration. There is such a thing as the motive of consecration. The motive of your consecration is your desire. The motive of your consecration is not that you are following some rules and regulations. It is that you are deeply and highly in love with God. In love with God. That you just have to be consecrated to him. You have a strong desire towards God. That all you can do is to be consecrated to him. To set yourself apart unto him. I assure you are here. He said, look at this. Let's read this together in Peter. So in consecration, you set your desire, number one, to the word of God. You set your desire towards the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As newborn babes, it says, desire. Now, the solution to denial. Now, here, verse 1 of chapter 2, he said, therefore, lay aside. It means deny those activities of the flesh. The way to deny activities of the flesh is not by following regulations. The denial of the flesh is by the deep desire of the heart. What is the focus of your desire? The deep desire of your heart is what influences your denial. You deny sleep because there's a strong desire for the word of God. Are you following? Listen, creation is in deep longing to behold the manifestation of sons of God. Creation is not just awaiting for sons of God. Creation is waiting for the manifestation of sons of God. You see? And for you to manifest, your manifestation is deeply rooted in how you desire God's word. Because the word of God is the secret to manifestation. The word of God is the revelation of God. The word of God is God revealing himself to you. It's the presentation of all the thoughts of God to you. So we desire in consecration. So take note, number one, in consecration, you must desire the word of God. A strong desire on the word of God. Praise Jesus. Take note, God can flow through you at the frequency of your desire. How strong is your desire? How strong is your desire? Desire is an intensive craving and longing. So what is the intensity of your longing? It is to earnestly and greatly long after his word. Long after something. So in consecration, you desire his word. So desire is the focus of your longings. You cannot manifest what you have not desired. To show depths of God's word, for you to appear and for many to know that you carry God's word, you are deep in the word of God, it must be your desire. Until the word of God is your desire, you cannot be a man deep rooted in his word. So for many to see you as a man of the word, it means you must desire the word. Thank you, Jesus. Are you sure you are following? You must desire the word. I told you the word of God is the revelation of God. He said, for God in sundry times, in diverse ways, has spoken to us through the prophets and our fathers. But he said, in these last days, God has spoken to us through his son. It means the greatest revelation of God had come to us through Jesus. So to desire the word also means to desire Jesus. Which means in consecration, Jesus is the focus of our desire. Not wealth, not even power. Jesus must be the focus of your desire in consecration. It means if Jesus is the focus of your desire, it means Jesus is your delight. He is your pleasure. It is in him you are satisfied. For information, the desire of all ages is Jesus. The desire of all things is Jesus. Therefore, by him all things were made. And all things were not just made by him, but all things were made by him and for him. He is the harmony of all things. He is the desire of all things. He is the craving of all things. Nothing finds meaning without Jesus. Even God, he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Even God was pleased in Jesus, much more you. Even God was pleased in Jesus. When he was baptized in Jordan, he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. At the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus took his disciples to the Mount, at the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear he him. He said, hear him. It means the cravings of your ear must be on him. The delights of your sight must be on him. The desires of your heart. If you are desiring for any fragrance, it must be Jesus. If you are desiring for any sweet voice, it must be Jesus. If you are desiring for any beautiful picture, it must be Jesus. If you desire to speak of anything glorious, it must be Jesus. If you desire to feel anything special, it must be Jesus. If there is any appetite of your soul, it must crave after Jesus. So desire is a strong matter in consecration. I said consecration is actualized by your desire. So God cannot force consecration on you. Consecration is dependent on how you strongly desire his word. So when you desire his word, you consecrate yourself to his word. You consecrate your ears to his word. You consecrate your heart to his word. Jordan was one of the lowest places in Israel. Now, in the lowest place in Israel, God was pleased in Jesus. He took his disciples to the highest place, one of the highest places, a mountaintop. On a mountaintop, God was pleased in Jesus. It is both in the lowest and the highest state of a person. Your desire must be Jesus. When you are sad, it must be, your delight must still be in Jesus. When you are satisfied with abundance of wealth, your desire must be in Jesus. Where is the gravitational focus of your desire? What is the gravitational focus of your desire? The gravitational focus of your desire must be Jesus. Are you sure you're here with me? So when it says you must, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk, desire the word of God, it means you yield to the reality of God's word. And as you desire the more, as you desire, then you mature. You mature. As you desire the word, then you mature. As you desire the revelation of God, then you come to the full understanding of who God has made you to be. Can you shout this? The Lord is my desire. Desire. Because he is infinitely valuable and infinitely beautiful for your enjoyment and satisfaction. It means the satisfaction that Christ brings to you is endless. The value of that satisfaction has no end. This is why it must be your craving. So our consecration is not because we want to be holy, holy. No, no, no. He has made us holy. Our consecration because he is our desire. So we are separated to him for his use. It's a decision. If God buys a chair, God has no need permission from a chair to use a chair. Because the chair is inanimate. Because you're an organism, God needs your decision to use you. So if you have not seen some things in your life, it's because you have not made a decision for God to do those things through you. It means God's word can have full expression in your life if you make a decision to allow him to have full expression. So what do you desire? What has captivated your heart? What has captured your heart? To which extent has the word of God captured your heart? If God's word has not captured your heart, you've not begun the journey of consecration. Your consecration begins by desiring God's word. Your consecration begins by desiring Jesus. He said, as by light in the day, John Newton. He said, as by light in the day, the stars disappear. He said, so is the revelation of Jesus. So when Jesus is revealed, all things disappear. No matter how beautiful the stars are, the moment light up, the light of the day appears, the stars disappear. What are those things that have become stars in your heart? When Christ appears in your heart, all those things disappear. So in our consecration, we only behold Jesus. Psalm 63. If you're here, you don't know Psalm 63. It means you don't know the theme for it. And I know there are some of you here who have forgotten Psalm 63. So when I mention Psalm 63, it sounded like a new chapter to you. But by now, Psalm 63 should be alive in your bones and your spirit. And your it should be the blood flowing through you. If by now you cannot quote Psalm 63 from verse 1 to verse 3 or verse 4, you have not begun the year. So I'll read it to you again. From now onwards, we'll start quoting it from your head. You come to church, you stand and quote it. Psalm 63. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. He says, you seek him. He says, he seeks him early. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. He is in your longing. Is your soul thirsting for him? So in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary. He said, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life. Hey, my lips shall praise you. I've looked for you in the sanctuary. I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. Look at verse 4. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. I've beheld you in thy sanctuary. And I've seen your power and glory. See, why? Why was he beholding him in the sanctuary? Because his soul thirsts after him. His flesh longs for him. He said, because there is a longing and because there is that craving for him, early will you seek him. Early. You seek him early because there is that longing. There is that thirst. There is that craving. There is that craving. You see, the things you pursue shows your consecration. What you pursue reveals your consecration. What you esteem reveals your consecration. I always say, God's work will not suffer in my hands. God's work shall not suffer loss in my hands. Why? He is my delight. I asked a question on Sunday. I said, the way you are running ministry, the way you are running with God's work, if you are the only person to be born again, if you are the only person to be born again, how far will the gospel reach? How many lives will be transformed with the gospel? If you are the only one saved, if you are the only one saved, how far will the gospel transform lives? If you are the only missionary God has sent out there, how many lives will be saved? How many lives will be transformed? How many souls will be saved? How far will God's work go? If you were to be the Apostle Benny that God called and assigned and placed the burden of Christ's Commonwealth community, how far will Christ's Commonwealth community have gone? The way ministry is dying in your hands, the way those souls were given to you and they begin to die, are you sure the Lord is your desire? Are you sure? Whenever God's work begins to slow down, don't question people, don't question your desire. And there's that strong longings. Your pursuit will only be His work. So you desire His word. You see, if you desire God's word, nobody will beg you to read Mahira. Nobody will beg you. You've not read it. You've never fellowshiped with Mahira because you must be reminded. You've not read today's. He said, if you love me, you shall keep it. Now, if you read Mahira, if you follow it, you should understand what it means to keep His commandment. It means to value the Lord, to esteem Him, to be pleased in Him, to have Him as your pleasure. So you desire His word. You desire His word. You desire His word. There are only three voices you must desire. Three speaking. Three items you must desire to be hearing every day. You must hear every day. You must make sure you are always hearing. These 3 days, you are hearing from them. Number one, the Holy Spirit speaking to you through the word of God. You must desire to hear the Holy Spirit speak to you through the word of God. You must desire that the Holy Spirit will speak to you through your spirit. And you must desire that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Through your man of God. So, how often are you fellowshipping with the word of God? How often are you fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit by your spirit? How often are you listening to the teachings of Apostle Benny? How often are you listening to our messages? How often are you going to the platform to listen to the messages? How often? How often are you present for teaching meetings? It is desire that leads you into the discipline of consecration. It takes discipline to be consecrated. When that desire is strong, you are led into that discipline. It takes discipline to be consecrated to God in prayer. That you decide that you're going to pray for 1 hour. You cannot wake up one day and start praying 12 hours. You must go through the process. How often do you pray 1 hour? Then you grow to praying 2 hours every day. You set the time. Sometimes you can decide that a teaching, you can say that I want to pray for 3 hours. Then you put in prevailing mentality. You say that I'm praying with prevailing mentality. So you set it on a loop. To play for about 5 times. It means if prevailing mentality is about 35 minutes. Now, if you listen to it 5 times and you are praying whilst listening, you've prayed for how many hours? 2.5 hours. So whilst it's playing, until it stops, you don't stop praying. Pick a message, maybe the teaching on prayer. The teaching on prayer. Whilst the message is playing, then you are praying. By the time you realize, prayed with the teaching 1 hour. Play it again. You pray with it. Until it stops, you are not stopping. Check the time. Wow, I've prayed 2 hours. The discipline. Proverbs 18 verse 1. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. You do what you do by desire. So how are you isolated from the our meetings? It means you want to go by your desire. You don't want your desire to be led. We read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5, right? It was the prayer of Paul. It said, may the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. So your heart is directed. Manifestation does not come by chance. What is the direction of your heart? The next thing you must desire is you desire fire. In consecration, you must desire fire. It must be your desire. There shall be the manifestation of God's fire, the work of fire. I said, consecration born out of desire produces fire. The desire, the fire of God. When you desire fire, you will consecrate yourself. You isolate yourself. There are some companies you will not keep. There are some friends you will not move with when you desire fire. Because you will move to where fire is. And you will move with fire. And great ministries are not done in coldness. A man of fire cannot make excuses. I see things happen. I make things happen. I'm a man of fire. Listen, it doesn't matter where we meet. You can, if we move to Nyangpala, a man on fire whose desire is in what we do, in this vision, he will travel to that place. He will travel to that place. See, ministry is not done boldness. It says, fervency in spirit, serving the Lord. You serve the Lord in the fervency of the spirit. I said, God loves fire. God loves fire. He said, let not the fire go dim in the tabernacle. So, wherever there is consecration, there is fire. Wherever there is divine consecration, there is divine fire. So, why has God said that this amount of consecration, the month is about to end, though? Have you consecrated yourself enough? Have you set yourself on fire? Have you set your desires towards God? Or you're waiting for February to end? And I've told you, the theme for each month does not end at the end of the month. It means, as we meditate, you move into the new month with meditation. And it's a consecration. And then you consecrate yourself. Now, you know how to consecrate yourself because through meditation, you consecrate yourself. And the reason you must consecrate yourself to burn with fire is because there is something God wants us to do in the coming. It's for those who are consecrated. What did Jesus say? He said, tarry ye. He said, tarry. They separated themselves. They set themselves apart. So, there are four mediums by which your desire in consecration towards God is tested. Four. One, your desire is tested by sacrifice. What can you give up for God? And what have you given up for God? For anyone who shall be used by God must give up something. So what have you given up? There are some friendships you must give up. There are some life pursuits you must give up. So I was speaking to one of you, and I was speaking of how I have to give up my desire to be a great actor. One of my desires, to be a movie star. I have to give up a desire to be a movie star. Not Babukala movie star. I have to give it up. What have you given up? So sacrifice. What time can you sacrifice for God? Have you ever sacrificed your time for God? You see, and how you boast in the time you have sacrificed shows that your desire is not towards God. The moment you begin to boast about the sacrifice, it's no longer a sacrifice. For several times, the money I have to use for food, I have to give it for ministry. I have given for ministry. What is the motive of what you are saying? If the motive is so that others may understand why you are not giving, it means you have not sacrificed. You don't talk about your sacrifice to justify yourself and explain why at the moment you are not doing well for the Lord. If you're not doing well for the Lord and you can justify that, oh, I used to do this, I used to do that, it was not a sacrifice. Apostle, you should understand. Me, that person who left my exams off for ministry. So if I'm not doing well today, it's not because I cannot. No. You see, you sacrifice. It's no longer a discussion. Now, at the present, what are you doing? If you cannot make more sacrifice, your desire is going down. Desire is amplified as you make more sacrifices for God. Your desire towards God increases. Because where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. Where your heart is, that is where your treasure is. If you desire the Lord, your treasure will be with the Lord. Your treasure of time, your treasure of fame. At times, your family members will be comparing you with others. And they will say, look at how this person is doing well. You say you are following God. But you know, you have also sacrificed that glory. You have sacrificed that glory. Do you know how many times I've been compared with people? I've never been moved. Several times have I been compared to people. Several times before, colleagues compare me with each other. How well they are doing than I'm doing. But that is part of the sacrifice. The second test, the test of sorrow. The test of sorrow. What you cry about the most is your desire. When was the last time you cried about your soul? When was the last time you wept because you felt sad? You felt sad and sorrowful because God's work is not moving on well. Because that assignment that has been given to you is not being enlarged. Or you always feel sad because someone has offended you. That is your desire, yourself. If your sorrow is towards your want, it means you are your own desire. You desire yourself than the Lord. You have not yet consecrated yourself. You are not yet consecrated yourself. You are not yet a living sacrifice unto the Lord. The test of sorrow. Apostle Paul said, I wish that, let me read it to you. Romans 10 to you. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. He says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. What is your heart desire and what is your prayer? That you get a new job, that you make more money. What is your heart desire and prayer? He said, my heart desire and prayer is that Israel may be saved. Oh, it's not over. Look at chapter 9, verse 1. I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Spirit. So, can your conscience bear you witness in the Holy Spirit? That is this, that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ. For my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites,
to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
I.
Of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. So he wished, it is his grief, it is his sorrow. There is sorrow and the griefing of his heart. That he could see that to these people, the covenant came, the promises came. To these people, the good news of God first of all came to them. The oracles of God were presented to them. Receive Jesus. See, he's like, you are cursed, Christ, that they might be saved. What is the longings of your heart? What is the desire of your heart? It is not just saying, God, use me. It's being consecrated, being dedicated unto his usage. With the things God wants us to do, until our mind and heart are consecrated to him, the Lord cannot do the things through us. He can't do it through us. When was the last time you wept over a soul? When was the last time? It's not for fame. We are not doing this work for fame. We are consecrated to God for his usage. It's a decision that he will use us. I told us, if God wants to use a chair, he doesn't need the agreement of the chair. When you buy a chair, when you buy a pen, do you ask the pen, can I use you? Because it is inanimate. But with you, God has given you the will. He's given you the desire to make a choice. He cannot force consecration on you. It's your choice. It's your decision to yield to him. What a God. So you are not automatically the Lord's battle axe. You are the Lord's battle axe by what you do. It's not about friends. God is calling. He said, be ye separated from among them. Be ye separated. You see? It's time for you to see yourself as a missionary student on campus. Be ye separated. You are not just there for the A's. Though the A's is good. What if I give all my time to the things of God and I fail in life? Then you've never given your time to the things of God. Because he that is given to the Lord is fruitful unto the Lord. Hey! There are some of you, you will run Hector Skater until you fix your gaze on the Lord and you allow him to use you. Because you've already professed through prayers that Lord, only you can use me. Only you can use me. You are living contrary to your prayer. So your prayer is opposing your life. That's the truth. Sometimes some people say that, hey, it's like, because I've not done ministry, nothing is working. No, there are things you have declared in the spirit. You have set things up in the spirit by your words. That, Lord, my life is yours. Dedication is not done by God. Dedication is done by man. I have the calling of God. I have the calling of God on my life. And this calling is a calling of fire. I'm called to show forth his glory. So you are a chosen generation. Royal priesthood, peculiar people. Do you see that? Peculiar people. Peculiar. You are peculiar. You are chosen by God. A holy nation. To show forth the praises of him. Glory to God. Who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There is a call upon your life. A call out of darkness. To show forth the glory. To show forth the divine illumination. You cannot shine forth nor illuminate your world. Until you burn. A light that burns not cannot shine. You must be a burning and a shining light. When it said in Isaiah 60, that arise, shine. Do you know what it means? He's saying that burn and shine. When he said arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon thee. He's saying that burn and shine. Arise, shine. Light has come. So darkness covers the earth. So cross darkness the people. Where there is more darkness, that's where there's the need for more light. We don't look for comfort. We are sent forth to shine in dark places. We are called for to shine in dark places. I now understand why God is calling us to this place. There has been a cry on the land, longing for an army, longing for a certain battle axe to break the foundations of darkness, to shut down the foundations of darkness. Men whose desire and emotions are geared towards the Lord. Oh, the call of God is upon my life. The fire of God burns in my life. I'm a man of flames. I'm a man of prayer. I'm a man of the word. I'm a man of fire. I'm a man of the Holy Ghost. I'm a man of power. I'm a man whose cravings and longings are towards the Lord. I'm a man whose sorrow and grief is after God. I'm a man who has sacrificed it all for the Lord. I am that man who has sacrificed it all and daily sacrifice, who has sacrificed many things, who has given up many things. On dilibatosata, abilaba shandelebaya, ikatakataba, anomo sondelebekapa, ratun satalaba, eyandini mikapaya,
I'm a man of fire. I'm a man of fire. I'm part of that generation of fire. Hey, Makoba Lalapaya. Hey, baby, baby, baby. I cannot be called a man who is neither cold nor hot. Oh, no, no. I'm a man who is hot. I am hot. I'm on fire. I burn. I'm burn. I burn. Come on, lift your voice. Beginning from today, I am consecrated to the Lord. My emotion shall not be unto the affairs of this life. My desire shall not be after the affairs of this life. My cravings shall not be after the affairs of this world. Matthew 6:33 is my reality. Psalm 63, verse 1 is my reality. Only will I seek thee. Only will I seek thee. Only will I seek thee. A bambelele bashaya. Andelelele katoza. Come on, lift up your voice. Where is your craving? Where is your desire? Where is your longing? A mandele katosa. A palaba shandeleleba. The motive of my consecration is the love of God. It's the desire of God. It's the love of God. I'm on fire. Come on, shout it. I'm on fire. Come on, shout it. I'm on fire. Come on, shout it. I'm on fire. Come on, lift your two hands and shout fire. Shout that I'm on fire. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. Flames of renewal. A renewal flame. A flame of fire. A flame of fire. Come on, come on. Take fire, take fire. Take fire, take fire. One, two, three. A strong fire is coming on you. A fire to win souls. A fire to shake the world. A fire to preach the gospel. A fire to be a man of prayer. A fire to bring transformation. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take it. Take that fire. Take that fire. A fire. A fire. Where you cannot be stopped. You shall not be stopped. Burn, burn. Fan yourself to flames. Beginning from today, may let it not be said of you that when they look at you, you don't look like a firebrand. Beginning from today, let it be said of you that you are a man who has fire in your bones. You have fire in your bones. You have fire in your bones. Ba 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 ba. You have fire. Strong fire. I see fire coming upon you. A fire is coming upon you. This fire shall make you a more than a conqueror. A fire is coming upon thee. A fire is coming upon thee. You shall be called a man of prayer. A man of prayer. A man of power. When was the last time you wept after your workmates who have not received the Lord? When was the last time you became sorrowful because of your coursemate and your classmate and your neighbor who has not received the Lord? When was the last time? When was the last time? When was the last time? When? Come on. Be that man on fire. Be that lady on fire. Kabalalaba shandalalaba. Shakatalababa sondalala. Hey! Hey! The cravings are rising. The cravings towards the Lord. They are rising. Don't quench the desire. Don't quench the cravings of the Holy Ghost. Don't quench that craving. Don't quench those longings. Pray till you can feel fire in your bones. Shout till you can feel fire in your belly. Stir it up. Stir it up. Fire. No more lukewarmness. Break forth with fire. Rebanda balabade, la ba 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 ba, ra la ba 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 ba, ra ba 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 la ba ba, ra ba la la ba la ba ba, ra ba la 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 ba la la ba, ra ba la 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 ba la la ba, ra ba la 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 ba la la ba, ra ba la la ba la 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 ba, ra ba la 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 ba, ra ba la 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 ba, ra ba la 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 ba, ra ba la 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 ba, ra ba la 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 ba. Rabba la 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 la. A man on fire cannot lazy about when it comes to the things of God. A man on fire is not dull in hearing. A man on fire is prompt in the activities of the spirit. I'm a man on fire. I'm a man on fire. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. It is rising. It is rising. When you desire fire, you will see fire. When you long after fire, you will see fire. When there is a craving for fire, you will see fire. Hey! This is the season. This is the time, says the Lord. That you shall exercise his fire. And you shall exercise his power. You shall exercise his fire. Men shall touch you. And they will feel fire. They will feel power. You would sit on a seat. You get up. Someone comes to sit on it. And a fresh fire burns in their heart. Your clothes will carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire will come upon your aprons. And handkerchiefs. Fire is coming upon you. This is a fire that shall make you a witness. This is a fire that shall make you a witness. A witness. A witness. A witness. A witness. Fresh fire. Every limitations of your spirit are broken. Fresh season. New zeal. New zeal. New zeal. New energy. Oh, you shall burn. You will pray without season. Ha 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 ha. La pala a touch of fire. A touch of fire. Zene madaba. Jebe de baba. Le koto. Le palato. Vala baba. Come on, as I pray in tongues, you declare, I am stirred up with fire. I am stirred up with fire. I am stirred up with fire. Fire, fire. Fire. Fire, fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost is stirred up in me. The Lord is directing your heart into the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. Come on, lift those hands and declare, oh Lord, direct my heart into your love. Oh Lord, direct my heart into your love and the steadfastness of Christ. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Shiva la banda la gaba, yepa la la bande leleba, repa la la bande beleba, 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 repa la la bande leba ya, yepa ba ya, rakagaba ya. My life is poured out as an offering, as a libation. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord. That is the life of fire. Yeah, yeah. You are burning with fire. You are burning with fire. An extraordinary fire. An extravagant fire. An extravagant fire. Fire, fire. Be consumed with the zeal of the Lord. Be consumed with the zeal of the Lord. Be consumed with the zeal of the Lord. Be consumed with the zeal of the Lord.